The holiday season is often a chance for celebration, but for those who are struggling with illness, it can be an especially difficult time. And so a doctor and a team of volunteers at a hospital in Austin, Texas, are bringing a little bit of cheer to patients with the help of good old-fashioned vinyl records. From member station KUT, Olivia Aldridge reports.
Just because I ask.
Lying in bed at Austin's Del Seton Medical Center, 64-year-old Pamela Mansfield sways her feet to the rhythm of George Jones's She Thinks I Still Care. Mansfield is still recovering mobility after her recent neck surgery, but she finds a way to move to the music, floating from a record player that was wheeled into her room.
Seems to be the worst part is the stiffness in my ankles and the no feeling in the hands, and I'd be good to go. My music makes everything better.
The record player is courtesy of the ATX Vinyl Program, which was dreamed up by Dr. Tyler Jorgensen. He began a fellowship in palliative care a few years ago, helping patients manage difficult ongoing conditions, many of them terminal. And he tells me about this patient he was having trouble getting through to.
I felt like he was really struggling and suffering and just seemed very isolated. And one day, just had this idea to like play a little classic rock with him.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
Jorgensen harnessed the power of Thin Lizzy and watched the patient light up. He started telling Jorgensen old stories about his life and being vulnerable about the health challenges he was facing.
And it just struck me that all this time I've been practicing medicine and there's such a powerful tool that is almost universal to the human experience, which is music, and I've never tapped into it.
Today, he keeps an old-school record player on a rolling cart in an office at the hospital, along with a growing collection of records.
All right, little O-Tan-Bomb.
Volunteers like pre-med student Daniela Vargas ask patients or their families what kind of music might be special to them.
We get to curate kind of their playlist for the evening, and then take the vinyls and let the patient just be there with the music.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumours is the most popular album in the collection. This time of year, the Vince Guaraldi Trio's A Charlie Brown Christmas is also a hit. But for Pamela Mansfield, it's country all the way. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, George Jones.
What tomorrow will bring?
Almost as soon as the first record spins, she's cracking jokes.
I have a good taste in music. Men, on the other hand, I think my picker's broken.
This is the music that reminds her of when her parents were alive. Dr. Jorgensen says it's that nostalgic quality that makes music, and particularly vinyl records, effective.
I think of this record player as a time machine, you know. Now you're back at home. You're out of the hospital. You're with your family. You're with your loved ones.
Mansfield is working painstakingly toward recovery. On the day the record player was brought to her room, she stood up for 3 minutes. But Jorgensen also works with patients who are close to the end of life. For them and their families, things can be very heavy. The record player is a curiosity that can break up that heaviness.
Now you're sort of looking at it together and thinking, what are we going to do with this thing? Let's play something, you know, for mom. Let's play something for dad. And you are creating a new, positive, shared experience.
Suddenly, with the record spinning, they've made a new memory, something to hold on to. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Aldridge in Austin.